What's in the news? Trouble at the sperm bank.
It was like a nightmare. How could this be happening?
I'm Steve Kath in CBS News. Before Sarah Robertson lost her husband in 2004 after he suffered a stroke, the couple decided to freeze samples of his sperm.
I'll have this, and I can have a child that will have his likeness or his laugh to bring with me, and that gave us all so much comfort.
But the Los Angeles clinic lost the samples. Robertson has sued. Other clinics have been sued for the same thing.
When you have a multi-billion dollar industry with no oversight, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
Wendy Kramer, who runs the donor sibling registry, is among those leading the charge for regulation on storage and the kind of testing that's done.
Without regulation, without anybody watching, the sperm banks can basically say they test for whatever they want to say. First and foremost, they're a money-making business.
Well, some in the industry say they do perform extensive genetic tests and take great care with samples. The stroke that killed Sarah Robertson's husband was linked to a genetic disorder. And if the clinic gave her samples to someone else, a time bomb may be ticking.
I lost my whole future. For me, everything that I had planned and my children that I was going to have. Almost worse than that is knowing that there may be children out there that have this horrible disease and they don't know.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.